Want coffee and pancakes? Two robots are ready to serve up breakfast. While programming robots to make the perfect cup of coffee and colorfully shaped pancakes may not be a novel idea, it was an experience that has opened the door of possibilities for USC Viterbi School of Engineering undergrad and graduate students while also providing them invaluable experience. Department of Aerospace and Mechanical Engineering students Justin Lockwood and Vineeth Rajesh participated in the School Center for Advanced Manufacturing, CAM, as part of the Center for Undergraduate Research in Viterbi Engineering, CURV, program, which was established in 2021 to give students hands-on lab experience with mentors. When given the topic robot manipulation of non-rigid objects, the duo turned to the most important meal of the day. Using a Baxter robot, they set out to expand their engineering knowledge. It's very clear that the way the world is going, robotics is going to be used more and more in industries like manufacturing, Lockwood said. The first challenge the two faced was that neither of them were familiar with software programming. Since their research needed to ensure the robot was programmed to identify different colors to create the pancake designs, Rajesh learned MATLAB. Meanwhile, Lockwood gained knowledge on Python to help reprogram Baxter's software. Along with programming different shapes, they also had to figure out the best way for Baxter to use the necessary cooking tools. We went through several 3D prototypes, Rajesh said. Some were too big and too heavy for the robot's arm to hold, and it would start shaking. Other considerations included developing a solution to the 3D printed dispenser not being food safe. The addition of a piping bag proved to be the ideal answer. Throughout the project, new challenges arose, helping them hone their problem-solving skills. We broke down each problem into smaller problems, and then worked to solve those one by one, Lockwood said. That methodology helped them get the results they were looking for in 2 months. They programmed Baxter to create pancakes in the shapes of a smiley face, a bunny, a turkey, and an SC as a nod to their school. That success has sparked their interest into more what-ifs if they continued the project. Could Baxter be programmed to flip pancakes or create its own design? Of course, when eating pancakes, one needs something to wash them down. For coffee lovers, graduate students Anthony Tran and Yang Yang set their sights on programming a robot to make the perfect cup of coffee as part of their MA 547 Foundations for Manufacturing Automation course. The duo had 3 weeks to brainstorm a plan and bring it to fruition. Part of the initial process was researching methods. Making coffee is one thing, but making the best requires looking to an expert in the field. They landed on the method used by a Japanese barista, Tetsu Kasuya, who was a winner in the 2016 World Barista Competition, which requires precise measuring and pouring. After deciding on computer-aided design, CAD, they were able to 3D print a hand able to hold the kettle they selected. A 3D scanner was used to capture the complex measurements, especially the curves, of the kettle for a perfect pour over. The next step was software and learning the robot operating system, ROS. Planning the trajectories was really important because planning where to make the robot go, and the circular motion required for the pour over, was essential in making the coffee, Tran said. Additional technical challenges included allowing the user interface to distinguish brew strength and flavor level, as well as where to place the robotic arm. The angle is important because how much the robot tilts the kettle will determine how much water is dispensed, and whether it is the right amount for the method, Yang said. How the coffee tastes will depend on how fast the water is poured and how much water is poured. Although the team had to leave some manual elements into their project due to time, such as grinding the coffee beans, they were still able to enjoy a perfect cup of coffee, as well as reinforce their love of engineering in its many forms. I had no experience in robotics before this, and it ignited my passion for coding again, Yang said. I have a lot of interest in advanced manufacturing, which is becoming more and more reliant on automation. Interested in more robotics news? Check out Swarms of Robots Swim and Soar but Often Stumble on Terra Firma and 9 Robotic Projects for Mitigating Future Pandemics.